Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
It's great to have you join us for the STC Sheffield podcast today. Our Bible passage is Acts chapter 11, verses 19 to 30. And I'd like us to focus on verses 23 and 26. He exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. The word steadfast is used 219 times in the Bible, and 132 of these refer to God. Steadfastness is a godly characteristic, and therefore it's not surprising that Barnabas encourages the believers in Antioch to develop this quality in their own lives. But what does it mean to be steadfast? At its root, steadfast means being firmly fixed in place. Over time, describing something or someone as steadfast has also come to mean not subject to change, immovable, and firm in belief, determination, and adherence. Why might Barnabas have chosen to speak this particular word to the church in Antioch? Antioch was the third largest city in the Roman Empire. It was bustling and cosmopolitan, a commercial and cultural crossroads, as Jews, Greeks, Romans, and those from Persia, India, and even in China travelled to it and through it. It would be hard to describe anything in Antioch as being firmly fixed in place or immovable. In fact, as we read in verse 19, the first generation of believers in Antioch were immigrants to the city, having moved there to flee the persecution that was happening in Jerusalem. Antioch also had a fashionable and wealthy reputation. Think of somewhere like Monte Carlo or Nice. It was famous for having a long paved boulevard that stretched from north to south, flanked by colonnades, trees and fountains. If being steadfast means not being subject to change, then Antioch would recoil at the thought of being described in this way. Antioch wanted to be known, to be influential, to be at the forefront, to be the place that always changed. And finally, alongside the glories, came the darker side of Antioch. It was a place of moral depravity and corruption. The temples of Artemis and Apollo on the outskirts of the city were centres of ritual prostitution and vice, attracting large crowds. In 2016, archaeologists discovered a Greek mosaic in Antioch, showing a skeleton lying down with a bottle of wine and a loaf of bread, alongside the words, "Be cheerful, enjoy your life." It is known as the reckless skeleton. Rather than being firm in belief and adherence, the words hedonistic and reckless are perhaps a better description of the residents of Antioch. Knowing this background helps to explain why Barnabas chose to encourage the Christians in the city to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. They certainly had a lot going against them, and there was huge potential for the culture and context to alter their behaviour, change their attitudes, and shape their beliefs, to the extent that they would not have remained faithful to the good news of the gospel. And yet, despite everything that was happening in Antioch, the church was thriving and growing rapidly. There were lots of new converts, and the believers were so passionate about evangelism that they were always talking about Christ to others, and so they earned the nickname, the Christ people, the Christians. But what is God saying to us today through this passage? In many ways, first century Antioch and 21st century Sheffield are remarkably similar. We live in the fifth largest city in the UK. It is bustling and cosmopolitan as people from all over the world come here to work, live and study. As a nation, we're obsessed with those who are fashionable, famous and wealthy. We listen to blogs, watch YouTube channels and read magazines that track their every move, their every outfit. We live in a time where being a social media influencer is actually a job. And finally, there is the darker side of life in the UK today, where people's brains are being physiologically changed because of the amount of porn they watch, where last year the youngest reported victim of online grooming was just 5 years old, and where a quarter of all 12 to 17-year-olds have received sexually explicit texts or emails. And that mosaic found with the words, "Be cheerful, enjoy your life," next to a person with a bottle of wine and a good meal, could just as easily describe the pervading attitude of society today. Knowing this background helps to explain why, as Christians, we need to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. We certainly have a lot going against us, There is a huge potential for the culture and context to alter our behaviour, change our attitudes, and shake our beliefs, to the extent that we will no longer remain faithful to the good news of the gospel that we read in the Bible. Whether it's refusing to take part in office gossip, whether it's choosing not to have sex before you're married, whether it's deleting Instagram from your phone, whether it's just having one pint on a night out, not several, whether it's talking to someone about your porn addiction, whatever it is that means you will remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, commit to do this today and ask someone else to hold you accountable for it. Or maybe we need to do some work to ensure that godly habits such as prayer, reading the Bible and coming to church regularly are firmly fixed in place in our lives. When these things are immovable, we are more likely to remain faithful to the Lord, no matter the changes in our culture or our context. And finally, let's think about whether we deserve the nickname the Christ people, the Christians. Our primary purpose remains the same as the first believers in Antioch, to be so passionate about evangelism that we are always talking about Christ to others. Are we firm in our belief and determination to see lots of new converts in order that our Christian community grows and thrives? Ask God to show you today where you need to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit in order that our faith is firmly fixed in place and immovable against any pressures, changes, and challenges that we may face today. Amen. Acts chapter 11, verses 19 to 30. Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen travelled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists, also preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians. Now in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. And one of them named Agabus stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine all over the world. This took place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability, to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, put my enemies to flight. So I now will praise you as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, now I know shaken. I'll never be shaken. shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. You are Lord, you keep my lamp burning. You have turned my darkness to light. Set my feet high on this mountain, for my enemies to fly. So I now won't praise you as long as I live, as long as I live. No, I won't praise you again and again. Yeah.